Welcome to the Gamers and Farm Podcast. I am the host, Sergio.
And I'm the hostess, Kimberly.
Welcome to episode number 4. Okay, well, we have a lot to talk about, Kimberly, right?
Yeah, it's
for your first episode, Elizabeth in the background. People aren't going to know who Elizabeth is, but tell me, the show is called Gamers and Farm Podcast, one of the main focuses is games, because it's called Gamers
and Farm. It's on the title.
It's in the title, you're right. So you can go ahead. What game did you buy recently?
Actually, I bought Pokemon Black 2, which I had planned to buy like a billion years ago, but, you know.
Wait, what do you mean a billion years ago?
It came out, and I had Black, the original one, and I was supposed to buy the Black 2, but I just never really got around to it. It's one of those things
where I thought you pre-ordered it.
No, I never pre-ordered it.
You didn't pre-order it?
No,
so you bought it?
I just bought it.
Oh, I thought you pre-ordered it. Oh.
No.
Okay.
But the thing is like, I have money, you know, but I like
disposable
go, I
income.
Go online and then I shop and then I notice I don't have enough and I don't really want to pay like $40 on a game that I'm
well,
pretty sure.
It's hard. Well, I know games are expensive, and for a while, can you imagine spending like back then people had to spend $50 for games. Now that we can get like.
$20. I know. Actually, I do remember paying like $45 for my Emerald game for the SP.
And now how much do you get it?
$34.99.
So, you see, games like that, they don't go...
No, they don't.
Pokemon games don't.
No,
Pokemon,
they
not.
Do.
What's with Pokemon games that they stay the same price?
I don't know.
Though?
Even if you go and you see those old, like the fire, yellow
green.
And blue, and
green.
They're still like 30 and up.
Orange.
It's not fair. These games
Purple.
Are old, and who has these consoles? You know, like these handheld
Indigo.
Consoles. Okay, I understand.
Okay, good. Thing.
You know, I actually like the new series, the Soul Silver, because it does bring you back to.
What do you mean the new series? You talking about the TV series?
No.
I was like.
I'm talking about the game. Remember the Soul Silver for, in the three and the. DS for Pokemon, and it's really good because it kind of brings you back, and it has this option where you can actually hear the old music from the old game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it does.
I didn't know this.
You have to go.
And you still have Soul Silver?
Yeah, I do. I love the series. Okay. I love that, like, that part of the installment of the Pokemon game series.
Because the music. I don't know about you, but that dun 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 dun. It's
awesome. I know, like, all that stuff is very nostalgic. It's really. I don't know.
You know what would be sweet? If you could play with the, I want to be the very best. Like, in the background of the game.
I know, that would be awesome. I mean.
No, really. No,
that,
seriously.
That
would be really sweet.
That song should, I mean, I want that as a ringtone. And every time.
You could get it as a ringtone somewhere, I'm
sure. I'm pretty sure. I have a crappy phone.
Don't we all?
No,
but how do you like the game?
It's pretty fun. It's kind of just like the same thing as the Black. The original one.
Gasp. What do you mean?
I know.
What do you mean? Well,
I mean, there's
you talking about
Black
one?
And there's Pokemon Black 2.
What do you prefer? You knew I was going to get to this. What do you prefer, Black or White?
Well, I have Black, so I obviously have to stay with Black.
Racist. Okay. No, but, well, like you said, it's the same. It doesn't change anything up. Is it really just like the same? Well, I saw you doing some weird... when I was watching you play, you were going around in a dungeon... And then you were, like, moving, like, ice things?
I was moving boulders.
Yeah.
And they fall into holes. But I mean, like, there's not much difference. I think maybe just a little
graphics?
Difference in some towns. Like, I don't remember some of those caves that I've been to. But some of those towns are actually different than in the Black, I'm guessing. You know, I'm just going to stay because...
I would wait, it's not all... It's, there's some similar towns?
Yeah, there's similar towns.
What?
There's some towns are exactly the same, but we're seeing different towns in this
I would feel gypped off if...
My, you know, it's I like, know. It's like buying...
But is it a new experience? Because...
Yeah.
Because, like, when you play a game... Okay, now you know I'm going to say this. But when you play a game like Sly Cooper, and then you go from 2 to 3, which are... Very similar when it comes to like buttons wise, but completely okay. I can't say that. What's a game that has like a lot of things like seguida, just after? When you're playing a sequel of a game,
it
it's
like
really
saying,
just
like all those like those brawlers of Naruto. They're kind of like
yes, but you see the thing about that is when you're playing Naruto Ultimate Ninja, which is the brawlers I was playing. The first one was, like, you get, like, a few, like, 200. I keep saying like, but you go only get literally like 200. What is the score points? Only 200 points, and it takes a thousand to get one item, and it's like on a it's like 100 to 900. It's like the more you put in the machine, the better chance you have of getting the item, but there's never 100% chance because it only goes up to 900. So 1 out of 10 chances, you might get it, or you know. But if you, I would always put in 500 because I can't. The game is frustrating. You know what I mean? Who makes a game like that?
Well, there is games that are super expensive. I mean, like apps on your iPod or iPhones.
Most I've seen are $2.
No, when you get the game, it is super expensive to buy things in the game.
That's DLC, downloadable content. What, are you talking about like extra things, like costumes or whatever?
Yeah, or like, sometimes what like games if you're have running you down- a little store, but, and if you want to buy like...
Are you talking about that game you got?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's another thing we do here. I do talk about iPod apps. I talked about Fall Down. Oh. But, that app, are you talking about the one where you...
It super annoys me because it's so slow.
Which one are you talking about again? I forget.
It's the one with the shop, you know, with the clothing.
Yeah, the one I got. Stuff. Yeah. Yeah. But I thought you had to buy stuff in there too?
Yeah,
the thing is, the app is free, but to get the DLC, downloadable content, you pay for it. That's the way they make money. The same as Guild Wars. You wouldn't know this at all, but Guild Wars is a video game for the PC. You pay $3, and then the rest, the $3 to get on it, and you don't have to pay monthly like World of Warcraft. It's just $3, that's it. But if you want to get expansions, then you pay the extra buck. Same as that. That's the only way they make money because nobody wants to pay $15 a month to... You're basically renting a game.
But then, and again, you add up all the stuff you want to buy, then it will cost probably the same or more. Because in this year, like in games and all that stuff, when it's really expensive, you really do want to get these stuff because it's going to bring you a step higher in this game. Like, you're going to get stuff that you want.
Oh, like, what's... Is it... Are you talking about, like... When you play Diner Dash, that you can only get up to like 1-9 level, like
or
world
if you can,
1-9.
Yeah, like you can
then
only
you gotta pay for it.
And you want to go further because you're like, oh man, I've already beaten all these levels and it's super easy. I want to do something a little better, but then you can only buy one restaurant at a time.
That's ridiculous.
It is.
I wouldn't. Yeah. Well, I wouldn't pay.
But I mean, they have
never
to get their money somehow. If you think about it.
Well, you can't expect advertisers to. Like, when you make YouTube videos, let me explain this to you, the way you get money, I know you know this, is by advertisements, but me, as a partner, I get to decide what kind of advertisements go on my YouTube videos. Them as a company, I'm sure they probably do get to decide, but you can't expect them to make 100% of the revenue based on solely the advertisements, because they're barely making anything. I feel really smart. I feel like a genius, but literally, they're not making that much off the advertisements. They can only make so much. You have to expect them to have that DLC that you pay for.
Yeah, yeah.
To make more content.
Now, go back to Pokemon, though. It's kind of like...
We drifted off.
I know. We
drifted always do that,
far,
but that's good. That means you're on track.
But the thing is, like, Pokemon, it was basically the same thing. I mean, all these games have the same concept. You're going out there, you're going to fight, you're going to get stronger, and then the end. And then if you want to continue... playing around, I guess you can. But, I mean, they don't usually have anything after too much. Mm. After the gym, like, if you get...
That would be sweet if there was several gyms and then, like, one would refresh.
But then, you know, in Emerald, it has the... man, you know, I can't even remember. But you remember that in the series that right after he had gotten all the gym badges...
Yeah.
He defeated the Elite
Four. He
did
the pageant you're talking about?
And there's also the pageants, but there was that, you know... Where they would go to an off island and there was 4 people in there and they would have to battle them too. I'm pretty sure.
I never got that far.
But I mean, in Emerald I didn't get so far because I completely had beaten Sapphire completely.
Completely.
Like all my Pokemon, like my main Pokemon were in level.
But Sapphire was awesome, as far as I remember. Was Sapphire the one that you could call people up and fight them?
Actually, yeah.
That was sweet. Do they have that in the newer ones?
You know what? I've noticed recently is that we really don't have that option like we used to. Because in that one, if you wanted to train, you just look at the list of trainers. You pass by them, and then you look at the list, and they'll want to fight you.
Yeah, I remember
but
that.
And in this series, you know, in this installment, it's not like that.
Why would they...
But there are breeders, you know, they like breed their Pokemon. And yeah, every time you pass by them, they want to fight. And I hated that because
you didn't like it. Oh, you're talking about new.
But it's good for training. But sometimes when you just pass by them and you forget, and then they challenge you, and you're like, oh man.
God forbid you got no potions and your Pokemon are dying.
Oh, potions.
You gotta go to the.
Sometimes you need hyper potions.
Pokemon Center. Hyper potion.
Yeah. Sometimes you know what I like to use is soda, the soda pop, lemonade.
Yeah.
Because it's cheaper.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And
yeah.
It does about the same effect.
Do they still have the berry options, too, that you grab the berries and all that? Yeah, I like that.
Actually, I haven't even seen the ability to, like, plant them, but I haven't gone too far in it. I've got, like, the sixth. I'm going for the sixth badge. I've got it, like, 2 weeks ago, so I'm really behind.
The sixth badge.
The sixth
How badge. Are you really behind? When did the game come out?
It came out I'm guessing like a while back.
I felt like 2 months ago. I don't know. It's like, I feel like Sly Cooper 4 came out 2 months ago, and I guess it was 6 months ago.
It had came out, I think, like last fall.
Last fall?
Yeah, it came out last fall.
Well, what's the new game?
Well, the new game that's coming out is Pokemon X and Y.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I already pre-ordered Pokemon Y, which is going to be awesome. It has a lot of new stuff in it.
You know, something that I saw on the internet said that X and Y plan to be, like, the last things. Like, when something's going so long, you don't imagine there's an end, but where do you think Pokemon really were ends? Like,
I don't even want to think about that right now, because I just want to focus on playing Pokemon. You know, I don't think it's going to end, because it's such a big franchise, and they have this money.
All things come to an end. Let me think. It's like RoboCop.
Zelda,
RoboCop.
Omega Man.
RoboCop came to an end. Let me think. Dragon Ball Z. No, that didn't. That's never going to an end.
I mean, like Naruto. It feels like it's been forever. It's actually a series that started back in 99.
99? Not in America, for God's sake.
Oh, no, because
I was three. So let me think.
When
it started in America? I felt like 2004. Starting in America, like
yeah,
5 years.
It actually did. You remember when we were
We were watching Adult Swim, the Cartoon Network Toonami.
Yeah, and then
but
we
now
saw
Toonami's
the
on
like
Swim.
The commercial on it, and I had bought that Shonen Jump that year. Remember?
Yeah, and we still got the Shonen Jump, but it was really thick. I'm like,
oh my
nobody
gosh.
Reads magazines anymore. The Shonen Jump's online now that you can read it online. Yeah, I think you pay for it too, because again, I told you, you can't.
I mean, they have to get money
for free like that.
You know?
What?
They have to get money somehow.
Yeah.
I feel so bad because in Walmart, I used to go buy Shonen Jump all the
time. Okay, but as we were saying,
I used to go to Walmart, you see?
Yeah.
And that's where exactly I would buy the Shonen Jumps. Because they were always there in the magazine section
but
next to the tattoos.
It seems really hard for me to believe. Wait. Walmart. Because we're from Jersey. I don't remember Walmart in my life. I remember Kmart and Target.
But Kmart, the thing is, it's different because I never looked for Shonen Jumps. I actually went to Barnes & Noble's in Jersey. And that's where I would get my stuff, like the mangas. But at the time I started buying manga in Jersey, it's actually around the time we located to a different area.
Aria?
Yeah, Aria.
Okay, yeah, I know what area you're talking about.
Uh-huh. And then I was forced.
That's when you
to look
started buying,
and
that was when 2007. Six?
Yeah, 2007. But seven? I used to read them online, you know, and
online.
Yeah.
Like MangaFox.
Not really, actually.
Because that's what
I used to just watch them on YouTube.
Oh well, then you're not reading them. You're watching them.
Okay, whatever.
The I got you there. You know, unless, like, wait, are you watching the mangas? Like the manga?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then
yeah.
Okay.
It's not like somebody's reading it for me.
Because that would be pretty funny.
That is so horrible. Have you ever done that?
Naruto
before?
Says, "You're my friend." That was horrible.
The other day.
Sorry.
I mean, not even the other day. A few years ago, I remember watching an.
That's
anime.
A lot of days ago.
Like some thousand. I don't know.
No, not continue.
Oh, well, the thing is, I was watching Fruit Basket, the anime, and
yeah,
some lady from Britain was trying to dubbing it. It
yeah.
was horrible.
One lady?
One lady. She was dubbing all the characters.
What's the main character's name?
Hi, my name is John, blah, 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 blah. And it was so horrible. There was everybody was like, "What is wrong with you?"
I can imagine that. It's like, continue.
Yeah, no, 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 go on.
I was going to say, I can't even imagine one person voicing it all. What did I see that it was one person, some comedy where one person voiced it? I don't know, but that's horrible. But did it sound, like, I know it sounded bad, but how bad was it? Like, in a scale of 1 to 10?
It was horrible. It was dreadfully horrible. Like, I couldn't
even... What were some of the comments you said that...
It was like, wow, that was disgusting. I think I vomited in my mouth.
Oh, okay, that's mean. Poor girl. What is she, British? They deserve it.
Yeah, I mean, she was British, and she had a horrible British accent. It wasn't even like, hello, let's have a cup of tea. No, it was my name is blah, blah, blah.
Hello,
like,
sir.
Oh, my God.
And Kotsky says, hello. It's bad. Was it a lot of ups, a lot of downs? How many views?
You know what? I can't really remember. It's been years. I remember.
Oh, wait a minute. So this is like 2007, you said?
But I'm thinking more like 3 years ago, like 2 years ago.
We gotta look that up.
Around the time we bought the series, you know?
It oh feels yeah, like forever but that series pissed me off. It was like
the anime never continued.
I felt like the anime was an excuse to buy the manga.
It actually was because there was a lot more details to it.
What do you mean? Like what? Like what I remember is if she hugs the guys, they turn into the animal, the zodiac.
I remember that the manga is not like it. I haven't read it, but I mean everybody's told me that the manga is not like the series.
Yeah.
And there's just different details and blah, blah, blah. And then the manga series is just completely different. It's much better than the anime series. And then it goes way beyond that because that's just like the tip of the iceberg.
She ends up with the cat, right?
Yeah, actually, I think so.
Everybody wants to be.
Oh, remember that movie?
Aristocats. There was a pun in the title of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
But I felt like that movie's really underrated. Like, I never hear anything about it. What do I hear about? Like, the princesses. You know, it's like... Not even the princesses, like Pocahontas and Mulan. I don't hear about them.
101 Dalmatians got way more recognition.
101 Dalmatians, yeah, that was... I never liked it, though. To tell you the truth, I never liked any of those dogs.
I can't even remember liking it, but I think I did.
You did?
I think I did.
What's something that we don't like anymore? That we did.
Barney?
Well, it's like saying, yeah, of course. I mean, it's a kid's
but
kid
stuff.
But I'm talking about like just stuff, generic something that we wouldn't like me, it's like...
Prince Royce. I used to like him.
No, when he came out with, Prince Royce came out with that, it's just, I'm telling you, he's Justin Bieber of the Spanish Dominicans.
Okay, we're like really getting off topic.
Yeah, but come on, this is what you do. Don't say that. This is what we do. But Prince Royce, when he did Stand By Me,
that was awesome.
That was awesome.
I really loved. I mean,
how good is that?
He brought in that trend wearing that hat.
I like the hat.
After he wore it, every store had it.
Yeah,
and
he has a lot of money. But I told you, he's like Justin Bieber.
It's like Camila, though. Remember that guy started wearing that hat?
And Camila?
Camila, yeah, like that one singer guy from.
Yeah.
And he has that hat, and everybody's wearing that hat now. Why is with people wearing exactly what celebrities are wearing?
You want to know why?
Why?
Because we want to be them. We want to bask in their amazement.
You just want to sound smart.
Yep. Excellent. I don't know how to transition into that. But let me tell you something. You know how Romeo Santos, it sounds like, he's like, you heard him talk?
Yeah.
He's kind of like Jonathan.
Really?
Like, it's like, all through the throat. It sounds like he has like a New Yorkan? Is there?
Yeah, I think
that's right. It doesn't sound right. New Yorkan accent. Speaking of accents, actually, you know, I'm really bad at accents.
Yeah, you're really.
But
horrible.
I'm telling you, I could do.
Horrible.
I can do them if I had direction. I was thinking about those classes. I get emails about them all the time. And, it's always like $200, $100. Yeah. $95 is the cheapest I've seen. I was like,
I think it's just better to watch a movie and then, you know.
Oh, yeah. No, but I need that on my record, the fact I took a class. At least a one-day class.
What are you going to do? Like, you want to voice act for an anime or something?
Yeah, you get that from one class. And then, like, 2 days later.
Yeah, that's awesome, right?
That would be sweet.
That would be super sweet.
That's not the way it works.
But how is it that there's horrible voice actors in anime series and in movies out there, and you're just like,
they
I
have
can
the
do
record.
A better job?
They got themselves in the industry somehow, right?
Yeah, some
they
went through that crack, right?
It's not the fact that you get the education, it's the fact that you have experience. That's what it is. If you have an education and experience,
well,
bonus.
But then again, I mean, in the 90s era, there was no good voice actors.
And I'm sure I could find one. The guy who does SpongeBob, always been a good voice actor.
I mean, like, in those anime series, at that time, they didn't see such importance of getting somebody to do the voice right,
yeah,
like nowadays. Mm. And they had these horrible these voice actors getting up. And, I mean, that's a starting point for them, you know? And now...
Getting up?
Yeah, they started there. That's when they started lifting themselves up the ladder.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And now they have the experience. I mean, since 90, that's 10 years. 20 years, almost. 20. Yeah. 20 years, because, 20. You know, I was
if you're 1990.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's a long
time. But... there's some real crap out there.
There is, really.
Like Resident Evil and some of those games for the PlayStation.
The Final Fantasy X.
Well, is that the one with Yuna?
Yeah, that's the one with Yuna.
Tell you the truth, I just knocked my mic. To tell you the truth, the one with Yuna, the voice acting, I didn't think it was cheesy, but they all sounded really bored. They're all like...
But I think people had more problems with the fact than those short clips between... the good quality ones and the fighting scenes, you know, where
the ones that are really nice, the ones that look like really
fine.
Yeah,
the really nice ones are perfect. I mean, you're like, oh, it's like watching like a movie or something.
More or less, yeah. But and the graphics are really good for PS2. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm talking about more like right between that, where they go back to looking like they're about to battle, and. And you see them, it's like they're talking, and their mouth is closed, and they'll be like, we need to fight, right?
We need
to protect each other. And then their mouth will move a little, and they'll have this long conversation. That's people's problem.
You know, I would say some comment about that, tell you the truth. I haven't beat enough of Final Fantasy to know much, other than watching you play, like, a good couple. I remember
I took a whole summer.
I watched a part of it. I was watching. I knew kind of the line, the storyline, more or less, because I would come in and watch what you were doing.
But I mean, like, I was pretty new in the whole Final Fantasy game stuff.
I think you still are.
I'm pretty sure I am.
But have you even played the one for the PS1 that you got with Cloud and all that?
No.
You see? Well, you know. Well, neither have I, except I've watched people play it on YouTube. That makes me a winner.
But when I first got it, I really didn't know the whole concept of getting every detail. Because like in Pokemon, you're just running around and you're doing stuff, right? And it automatically happens. But in this game...
Oh, there's no searching or anything?
You have to actually go to different towns look for those missions. And I didn't know that when
I never liked that kind of game.
And I was to the
game.
End. I was like towards the end. And I was only 61%.
Like, I feel like you had three years of that game playing it.
You know what? It's the thing is that you have to train and train and train, and when you get stuck,
I get
like,
that, and it feels really boring too.
And it feels really boring to train, and especially when you're seeing the experience go, like needle point to needle point, from each enemy. You know, like it's not going any further. And it's like I mean, it really sucks in that aspect, but I really do like seeing the cutscenes. I mean,
the cutscenes are really good.
It makes it worthwhile. You feel
I'm thinking point to point. I was like, interesting, but
you're there poking your eye.
I don't know much about this. Okay, this is your area of expertise. You know what other game has bad voice acting?
What?
Crazy Taxi. It's like, take me to KFC. Ever remember Crazy Taxi, like arcade?
It was an arcade.
Crazy Taxi? But, oh, remember the movie with Jimmy Fallon and
Queen? Yeah.
I saw it the other day, part of it, and I was like, no, I wasn't snoring. I was looking at it and like,
you would
this
think,
is bad.
You know, this is Jimmy Fallon.
No, I would think it's a bad movie. But speaking of the fact that it's driving.
Oh, no.
Yes, this is there. We're going to talk
hate
about
driving.
It. Why do you hate driving? I don't understand.
I don't know.
Though.
I just get so nervous. It's horrible. It's horrible.
How is it horrible? It's like, for me, I can't wait till I drive.
I guess it would be great if I just drove and nobody would complain about it, but
who's complaining? I'm not complaining.
Last time I went driving, and it was like an uproar with the person who was helping me. Mm. And every little thing was like, no, stop. Stop. And it got me to the point where I just didn't really want to drive anymore.
Oh, well, what can you do? Well, the thing about that is that it's always going to happen. That's why you have to be calm. Like me.
Not calm, yeah, sure.
I have you know that I am the most calm person I know. And that's because I don't know anybody. No, but seriously, what you're supposed to ignore that person or like it's, don't it's go horrible. With that person. Go with mom. Was it go with some
someone
me
who's
maybe?
Like more calm,
but,
I guess.
Okay, me no. Maybe I'll learn to drive and then I'll show you.
I guess I was thinking of just going to town and like having some friends help me.
What friends are gonna help you?
Oh, there's some friends. There's Gabby, you know.
Oh, that's Shelbyville.
Yeah.
It's a different town.
I was thinking this. I mean, it's like a perfectly small town where there's not
you
much
could,
traffic going
well,
on. You know
there,
what I mean? It's like a
there's some areas.
Amount.
There's some areas now with the
but
walking
horse. I
wouldn't
want to go to our town where it's like
Lewisburg,
Columbia.
Oh no, it doesn't matter because nobody. But
I wouldn't really want to go.
The problem with that Columbia is the fact that it's like in between two inter. It's like Columbia, and then there's like the interstate here.
I know.
You know, and you know what Tennessee.
And
like,
I don't like the traffic.
You know, I've seen those like the highway system. I saw a picture of it on the internet, and then it's like it mostly starts northeast, right? And then it goes branches off, and then it's all over the United States, every state, even the ones with that's empty, and and it goes through like the states, and then Tennessee has like it's like a star of like how the highway goes.
Yeah, it starts like up in Nashville. That's where like all those streets.
Yeah, it's like.
Are at. And it spreads out little by little. They just
through Nashville though.
Ones.
That was like that's good location because you can go there. That's why those people who do the symphonies. Nashville is a big music scene. If you had there's a couple of there's a lot actually. Of video game symphony places.
Actually.
And I was like, Nashville is not a big... It's a city, and it's kind of big, but it's not New York City big. It's not Seattle big.
Yeah.
And it's not a Newark. It's a different kind of city, you know? But it does have quite a big video game music scene. So if you're a video game fan, or a music fan in general, Nashville is the place to be.
I mean, actually, I heard the other day that they were giving out like tickets to see these musical Symphony for Gamers.
They're showing things.
I mean, I was gonna call.
In Nashville, they recorded the Sly Cooper 4 thing.
I know that was pretty cool because I wouldn't have guessed that they would like do it down here.
No, but they did, and I was like, why didn't anybody tell me?
I know.
I would have seen them record it, but nope, I didn't get to do it. I would have rapped in it.
And is it that you
Sly
get
Cooper,
tickets
yo.
To see these kind of things?
How do you get to see it?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think they'll watch you record and distract the people recording it, like with the because you've seen those symphonies. There's like a ton of guys with violins and all that.
Yeah, I mean though, when I went to go see the symphony, you know, when they do the rehearsal, they have like seats surrounding them, and it's kind of distracting in my opinion.
Well, if it's like for money, no.
I'm guessing
if it's
not.
If you're paying, then it's not a distraction because that's the business. They got to make their money another way, too. I mean, various outlets.
But then again, this is a way for other people to see him.
Tourism.
Like, because I saw Asians from Japan come in, and they sat down
They
to
would
watch
go
it.
To Nashville, if you ask me. They would go there.
I mean, because you think about it. It's an opportunity for them to see them in, when they're not overcrowded with people.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives opportunity for people who come out of nowhere to actually see this symphony.
Yeah, which involves driving.
Driving.
Okay,
because
there's no transit line going through Columbia.
I'm just gonna float
to
everywhere.
You're gonna float through lakes that are only 2 miles long, and you're not gonna get anywhere other than grassland. But I think that Nashville doesn't have that big of a. It's not a melting pot like L.A. or New York, where a bunch of races mix each other.
Yeah.
It's like. There is 10% Latino. Obviously, big cities always have like a big Latino percentage.
Yeah.
And Asians are kind of there. There's like 2%.
There
1%.
Is a good population of Vietnamese
as far
and
as
Koreans.
You know what Nashville does have is like some weird Persian people. Like Nashville is the city that has the most like people from Egypt or something. Some country like over there in Africa.
Yeah,
because
I've seen them a lot.
Yeah.
And I smell it in the street. I smell spices.
You know what? It does have a lot of Greeks. It has a lot of Greeks. I'm talking
oh
about Tennessee.
Goodness,
there's
everywhere.
Greeks. It's like, there's like...
But their food is awesome. Yeah,
their food is fantastic. They can do it like an Italian man. Okay.
That is nothing to do with that. Okay,
the Greeks, I got you
different
there.
Area.
Yeah, but what I mean is, like, they say, Italian restaurant.
I know.
We have an Italian restaurant.
You go to Roma, and it's like Greek food.
You know, tell you the truth, do they speak Greek in Egypt?
I think
they speak Hebrew.
I think so, too. Whatever.
Because we went to the place in Smyrna, the Greek place.
Yeah.
And the guy, he said he was Egyptian. And that has nothing to do with Greek.
I would want
to
go with
And it was
him.
Called Roma. So I'm thinking three things, okay? I'm like, when I go to a Roma, it's Greek people. Mm-hmm. So that's two. Greek, Italy. Let me explain this to you. It's a store that is owned by Greeks, but this guy is Egyptian, selling Italian food. It's like when you go to a
Chinese buffet and there's Mexicans making the food.
Well, that's expected because hermano Albarán, he can do it.
I mean, I'm just saying because you're like, oh, you know, like when we last time we went to Nashville. Remember that place, that mall we used to go to that kind of closed down?
That was in Hickory Hollow.
But okay, that one, Hickory Hollow.
But
mall.
Technically, Hickory Hollow's in Antioch.
Yeah, there we
under
go.
Under Nashville, yeah.
But the thing is, we went there and there was no Chinese person, even in the reception.
You're right. There was nobody. There was no Chinese hair. There wasn't even a Chinese sticker there. There was nothing made in China there. It was like all those people were Mexican. You know?
Yeah,
I mean?
They were all Mexicans. The person advertising, the one giving the samples, the one, you know, like in the
but
cash
that's
register
Antioch.
And the cooking.
I remember there was Chinese people there at a
and
time.
And they were the. Remember, it was the same owner owned both of those stalls.
Yeah, he said it was a test. Against, it was a test to see which one. And it was the same food.
We
never went to the one on the right, but the one on the left, it was the same food.
I think one time we went to the right one, and then we went to the left one because we felt like the left one tasted better. I don't know what was the difference.
I don't know.
It was the same food.
I can't remember, but it's just a test.
No, whatever.
It's a test of your loyalty to the to the left, because the right, you know, the same owner. It's like a Burger King next to another Burger King.
Now, like in Colombia, there's three Burger Kings. There's one. There's one near the Arby's and like you know when we're heading from Spring Hill to Colombia.
That middle place.
Yeah.
It's like I asked when we were driving there. I was like, what's the deal with this middle place? That's like. It's in between Spring Hill and Columbia, and there's a couple stores there, and there's, like, a couple houses, but it's just in the middle, and there's no relevancy to Spring Hill or Columbia. It's just in between it.
Did they say
I
anything?
I think it's closer to Spring Hill.
Did
than
they say
than
anything?
No, it's in Columbia. It's actually in Columbia.
Oh, is it, like, that street
I asked you
that passes,
and
like,
you never
Spring
gave me
Hill? What am I supposed to know? I've only lived here for a while.
Well, regardless, what were you saying? There's three. You already said there's one next
there's
to the
three.
Arby's. There's one in the middle place, and where's the
third
one?
Yeah, you remember, like, the other one is... Next, right in front of the hospital.
I thought that was the same one next to Arby's.
No, there's another Arby's too. No, like you know.
Stop confusing me, woman.
Look, you remember, you know where we always go, and there's a Hardee's in Columbia.
Hardee's,
and it's like next to gasoline station.
Next to gas station.
There's
yes.
a Burger King there.
That's in Columbia.
It opened recently.
That's in Columbia. The
that's
one next,
Columbia.
Right next to TJ's Pit Shop or whatever.
Yeah, something like.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I think
there's
TJ's
a. That's actually four then. Because there's another
Wait a minute. You're not talking about the one in TJ's Pitch
Shop. Well, the thing is... Because
there's like a Huddle House and then the TJ's Pitch
Shop. Well, the thing is, there's like a ton... Well, like four.
For a small town.
For a small town. And
well,
I'm guessing people don't get tired
not,
of this
it's
food.
It's not super small. It's just small.
Yeah.
People don't get tired of this food. Is that what you said?
Yeah,
they don't.
They don't.
They're like... It's like... what's the equivalent of when we were in Jersey?
It
was like combo. They just go and eat all the time. No,
I mean, like, that
you,
place,
you remember
that,
combo
it was a Colombian, lines? It was like Colombian food.
Happy
Everybody
chicken
would
or combo?
Always, it's combo.
Oh, well, they're both Colombian.
People would always buy combo.
But it was so awesome with the french
with
fries.
With the french fries.
Oh, it was so good.
And you know what was nice is they put the ribs right next to the french fries.
Yeah.
The french fries would actually grab the taste of the ribs. That was great.
I remember that.
You're
making me hungry. I hate you. We ate that in the house.
Oh,
regardless,
man.
We don't need to talk
okay.
about that, but... Now I'm hungry. I'm thinking about food in New Jersey.
Those are like the things that make us feel nostalgic when we think
about the food. And
about food.
What makes me nostalgic is the fact that we lived in a V.
Yeah.
And there were stores right next to us.
And it's funny.
Right next to
recently
us.
Recently that we went there, there's a McDonald's only in like... not even McDonald's. A Dunkin' Donuts.
A Dunkin' Donuts. I would go there every day.
You would be fat.
I would be a new brother.
Fat. Unless you walked from Dunkin' Donuts the way to the other side of the town and came back. Then you can
It's right there.
Dunkin' Donuts. And then go up that street. That street, when, you don't remember, it goes all the way up to Behringer, that street.
Yeah.
You just go to Behringer and come back. Then you won't get fat.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You call me fat. Took me a second. I was like, why do I have to walk to Behringer just to get a donut? Oh, I see. She's calling me fat. Speaking of fat, Naruto! Oh, I don't want her. You can have it. She's too fat for me. Remember that video?
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
What was that Naruto video that we were looking on YouTube that we were like, we got to see this again? It was like, no, I'm going to rape tonight. And it was like something like that. Remember? Oh,
I can't remember.
Sure. I can remember clearly. It was like the...
There was a lot of videos. Remember that whole like small videos we saw?
It was like, no, it was Naruto Fan Flash.
Yeah.
I watched that the other day. I was like...
But how do we find this
I remember
funny?
All this.
You know what I remember?
But I don't find it funny anymore. It's like...
I think it's because, you know... What we find funny now is different than what we found funny, like, 3 years ago.
For me, I think it's because my likes changed, but I don't think so. Now I'm thinking because, like, it feels like I just saw it every time I watch it. It's like, I feel like I just saw it. The same way when I watched The Matrix, I feel like I just saw it. When I see Mrs. Doubtfire, I feel like I saw it yesterday, and I saw that 2 years ago.
But then again, you overkilled that.
I hate you. I knew you were going to say that. I thought you were going to say, I killed it. I overkilled it. No.
Yeah, you just...
No, but it's a good movie, regardless. I just don't want to watch it anymore. The Matrix, I could watch it again. I didn't kill it.
You know, I haven't seen it in several years, so I can watch it.
Matrix, you could watch it. I would watch it with you.
It'd be completely new to me.
5 years from now, I'll watch it again and go, ha-ha, this is why I like the movie, and I love it. I just don't need to see it again. How we go from The Matrix to Naruto? You confuse me.
Well, Naruto, but the series goes on forever.
Where I stopped off was... Making sure this mic's on. Where I stopped off was where they kidnapped Gaara. That's where I stopped off.
Boy, that's the beginning of Shippuden.
Yes! Because I play the games. I don't watch the anime.
You missed
so much. Up to where Sasuke left. That's where
so
I finished.
Much.
Kimberly, that's where I finished. What was that?
I saw
entire Naruto. Naruto entirely is what I saw. And then when it came to Naruto Shippuden,
I relied on that
fourth game. And then if I get the new ones on PS3 and then continue on PS4, I'll be up to date pretty more or less. Because when I got 4, it was 2009.
Yeah.
So that was kind of...
You got it around the time it came out.
Like, English dubbed. Like, 20 episodes English dubbed is what it was like. But
oh my goodness,
thinking about it, it's such a long series. Do they never run out of ideas? Oh, does he ever not run out of ideas?
But the thing is... The manga series is so detailed. He talks a lot.
Naruto?
Not Naruto.
I'm Naruto.
I mean, like, the fact, you know, all the talking amongst the characters, all the details.
I gotta catch them all.
And a horrible voice actor. Well, the thing is, it's just, it goes on forever. I mean, if you think about it, there's just so many things happened since Gaara. They kidnapped Gaara.
He died.
Yeah,
spoiler alert! I should have said spoiler alert before.
But you know the thing about
I'm gonna
most people
get
should
one
be updated
angry
on this.
Email.
I mean, if they're just like watching the anime, this should be.
Remember that guy who fixed our computer? I'm sorry, I cracked my voice because I was like, I got a really funny one. Remember the guy who fixed our computer? He fixed it with the quotation marks. Fixed it with the Windows 7. That was a demo. He was like, oh, you need to put in the code again. Remember?
Yeah.
It's just a demo.
Annoying he just kept
that.
On restarting the demo.
Keep restarting it. That's what he did with the Morenos. Not to talk about that, because it's a different story.
Regardless,
he fixed our computer, and he was like, check out this video. And then he pitched that video of that guy dying.
Bleach.
And you were like, well, dude, that's old.
Yeah,
no. And
I'm
thinking,
like, this is me updated, and I'm like, oh.
This is where he is. And then he showed you like this like rock music with the background, and it was like a AMV, anime music video.
Yeah.
It was just... And I was like,
but the thing is,
I don't watch Bleach, and I think that's old.
A lot of people rely on the anime, and I mean, the best thing to do is read the manga if you really want to be up to date with everybody.
The manga doesn't go close to the anime? I thought it did.
The anime stopped in Bleach, actually. They stopped it.
They stopped it?
Because You know, this is what people are saying. You know, they were tired of making these between the story, the storyline, like all those.
Why didn't they just wait for the manga to finish and then continue with the
That's
anime?
That's exactly what they're doing.
Thank you, because I'm like, I know, I
you
don't
know,
watch
like,
Bleach.
If you watch Naruto, there's so many fillers within fillers.
I don't think they get tired of fillers.
I mean, some fillers are ridiculous.
But that means the anime is up to snuff.
Oh, yeah. It usually gets a little too tight.
I don't mean up to snuff like it's tight. I mean up to snuff, that means like it's all the way updated, and then they're waiting, and then they have to make something up themselves.
Yeah, they have to make up like, something, and then sometimes that something is not too long, so they make up something for that.
If you ask me, the anime should follow the manga, not with the manga.
It takes like half a manga book just to do an episode.
That would be correct, because I've read comics, it's like 20 minutes in comic life.
You gotta think of that. It's just not much happens sometimes. No. They're just there fighting. And
one panel is one thing.
Yeah.
Is one speech. One, like, speech bubble.
But there was an actual episode in Naruto Shippuden series where they looked at each other throughout the whole episode.
Yeah.
That
sounds like Dragon Ball Z.
Oh my goodness, talking about Dragon Ball Z.
Don't need to talk about that.
That is hitting something way back in there.
But Dragon Ball Z was really good. Like,
I really loved that series when I was growing up.
We would watch it on, what was it, Nick or something? Cartoon Network?
No,
we
it was Toonami.
Tsunami? You sure? Oh, Toonami, sorry. Remember, Shinzo?
Shinzo? Oh my goodness, remember? And he would always clean his ear with his pinky.
Yeah. And then he would wipe his nose like this. And then we said, was it us or was it somebody else? Like, did you do this the opposite way? I'm doing a gesture with my hands, but people on audio can't see it.
And then Shinzo, so. Remember?
That rings a bell.
We would always watch this series, and we just loved it because it was hilarious.
Yeah. I can't remember anything. Like, when it... Back... All the way back then... How old was I when Jetix was on?
Oh, my goodness. You were, like, 10, 11.
It feels really old.
It was the best, though, at that time. When, I feel like these TV channels are just kind of really bad.
Last TV good TV show for me was The Office. That ended ago.
Oh, I love the last episode.
Was amazing.
It made me feel so sad, though.
You know what's the sad part about it? Is the fact that Michael Scott only had two lines.
Yeah, that's what she said.
And he said, it's like as if all your children grew up and married each other. Every parent's dream. And let me tell you, both of them super really good jokes and bits, but... It was only two lines.
To admit, hearing him say that's what she said again was like, oh my gosh, awesome.
Poor Michael Scott. He died. Spoiler alert.
What?
He didn't die.
I was about to say, I didn't see that. But anyway, I really love the series in general because every time I watched it.
You did not like that series. You are such a liar.
I liked that series, okay? I just didn't watch it all the time. It's just one of those things you watch every once in a while. You know, you watch TV and you're it's like Big Bang Theory for me.
Oh. I feel like you guys watch Big Bang Theory every day.
You know what? You can't say that because I do not watch TV every day.
I think Lisbeth and Lindsay watch it every day.
They do. They probably do. Because there's like a two-hour kind of thing.
I feel like they put it too much. It's like on channel 58, and then it's like on channel like 5 new episodes, and then like reruns on 17.
Yeah.
While on 139.
But you know the thing about this series is just that I don't know where they're gonna go from here.
Big Bang?
Yeah, the Big Bang Theory, because they're all getting hooked up, and you know when a series everybody is like getting married or dating, you know it's about to end sooner or later.
Sheldon getting married.
he
has that girlfriend that he's pretty attached to. She's still on the show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And actually, they had gotten to the point where they had, like, they played D&D, like,
sounds
together. And
similar.
And because they did that, they were pretty, you know, closer.
Closer than most he would be. I don't remember Sheldon being with anybody, actually, other than that.
He just never has. And a lot of people would expect him to be, like, with Penny because he had such a close relationship with her.
Is Penny jealous?
No.
Okay, good.
But she's with,
because that would really annoy me. Because there's a couple things that annoy me in TV shows. That would be one of them.
No, a lot of people had thought because they had, like, but I'm guessing they had more like a friend, friendship.
Maybe brother-sister.
Like brother-sister, yeah, could yeah, be. Because yeah. His sister kind of didn't like him very much.
His sister didn't like him?
No, not very much.
I'm, you know what?
She I haven't seen enough of this. She used to beat him up all the time.
Oh, well, I would hate my sister if my sister beat me up.
And it's funny, there's certain things in that show that I really like about Sheldon. Yeah. One time she was like, oh my god, Penny. And then he was like, oh, sorry, I didn't know you were doing your morning prayers. You should have told me. I'll wait here. And I really like that.
Morning prayers.
Because he grew up in a religious family.
I know.
For being a very atheist person.
And they're all atheists?
Basically. Yeah, they're all atheists.
Even the Indian guy?
Except the Jewish guy.
Oh, because he's Jewish?
Yeah, because he's Jewish. I think he's Jewish just because he's Jewish.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like Jerry Seinfeld.
Because... What's I wouldn't know much about that? That, actually.
What's the deal with that? Want to hear my Raymond impression?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. Oh.
Remember,
That was bad.
The mad version of Raymond.
Oh. What? No. No. Oh, it was Rayman, yeah.
Yeah.
That's going back to video games. We've been talking very little about video games. Talking about video games, what video games are you excited for?
Rune Factory 4.
I'm excited for Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, you know, I'm kind of excited about that too, you know? Because it's Kingdom Hearts. This is bringing me back.
1.5, 1.5 HD remix, which includes not only the remix of 1.5.
What is with their complicated numbers? What is with their complicated numbers?
I don't know. It was like 352 over 95 days. I don't know. Something weird. And then it was like Dream Drop Distance on the PSP or something. Regardless, it was 1.5 HD remix on Kingdom Hearts, plus a Japanese game for Kingdom Hearts that came out in Japan only, and now we're finally getting it.
Finally.
With revamped graphics and awesome voice acting by the guy who did Sixth Sense. I see dead people.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. You didn't know he does them?
No.
And you know who does Roxas?
Yeah.
You know who does
Jesse
Roxas?
Jesse McCartney. Jesse McCartney. Whatever.
The guy who sings... what was that song that sang that was big in Disney Radio back in the day?
Oh, I don't know. Whatever. That was a long time
Disney
ago.
Disney Radio is old. I feel really old.
Oh, my God. I remember listening to that.
I didn't like it. I mean, well, maybe I did. But I didn't like how generic it felt.
It's just that we didn't listen to radio back then. We just
played
outside.
I listened to rap. I told you, I listened to rap.
I used to listen to a little bit of that stuff.
No, but I mean, like... I mean, obviously it's radio. They blur out whatever's bad. Grosseria. But, gosh. That was a... my throat. No, but, I would listen to it whenever there was nothing to listen to. As far as I remember, we would
we
always listen
really
to...
We didn't even really get good reception where we lived anyway.
We lived in the middle of Newark. How did we not get good reception?
I don't know. It always sounded blurry, and I really didn't care for it.
I remember not even listening to
you know,
the radio.
There was actually a station, because we used to buy... We bought those shower radios.
Yeah, I remember those.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And I tuned in to a Chinese or Korean. I don't remember what it was. And I would actually just listen it just to hear a different language.
Itadakimasu.
But it was...
Itadakimasu.
And then mom would be like, what are you listening to?
I'm listening to...
I don't know.
Asian music. Music of the future.
It wasn't even talking.
Those Asians are so ahead that their music sounds like magic. It's like, no, those Asians are so ahead, what you listen to, you can visualize what they're doing. They're like, I am singing. Oh, no. Wait, I forget, it's an Asian language. It's like, to do dakana.
Okay, sure. Mass. Sure. Keep massacring those poor people.
You know what? I'm going to keep massacring them because those Japs, they pay $6.50 for the gallon.
That's ridiculous.
How do they live? They make less than Americans, and then they can afford that, plus afford not working and playing games all day?
A lot of people are taking buses. I think a lot of
maybe that has a point. That's a point, because when I watch an anime, they're always taking the bus. You're right. When I watch a schoolgirl or something,
they're
it's
a
schoolgirl.
They're like on a bicycle. Like, a lot of people really do go to work on a bicycle.
Yeah, on a bicycle. They don't. That's kind of weird,
because
you go all sweaty.
You think about it. They don't live that far from their work.
It's a small country. Well, it's small as in it's like it's just an island.
But if you look at it, it's so tiny. People are just clustered up on against each other, kind of like Newark. And, you know, like houses are all clustered.
All of Japan is basically Newark.
No, that's not true. On the outside, the like.
Is there's countryside? There's cows. There's Japanese cows that they're a delicacy. They're like grade A stuff.
Yeah, I heard about that. That's super expensive.
They're just so good. Oh my gosh. Yeah, they are really expensive. They're relentless for that kind of price. Besides, that's part of the Jap culture to be really expensive for everything. Prostitutes.
Oh my goodness. Money. I would not go to the 46th floor just to drink a cup of coffee.
And then pay how much? $20 for a cup of coffee?
Yeah, because it's on the 46th floor.
They pay... The Japanese people, they do pay a lot of money for coffee.
Talking about coffee, though. I was remembering the scene in Elf. Where he's the best coffee of New York. Yeah. He's like, congratulations for the best coffee.
It's just a sign. But therein lies the humor. That was funny. That movie might not be the world's most best made movie, but it's pretty hilarious to watch.
They hear this. Well, and going on like movies or like Christmas theme.
Yeah.
Remember Jack? He's the brother of Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Okay, remember how they always
another not well-made movie, but enjoyable to watch, yeah.
There was that short guy who always put the same song over and over and over and over. And it drove him so insane.
Ludacris. It was ludicrous. That was his name, and that whole concept of the same song is ludicrous.
I know. And I felt so bad for those people.
You know, to tell you the truth, Christmas-themed movies, they either tend to be really good or really bad, you know? Like, that...
It's like they're hitting more for the money value than the actual quality of the movie, because it always comes out on Christmas.
I disagree.
I believe Christmas movies come out just because people like Christmas.
You gotta listen to me. Christmas is commercialized like crazy.
It has no point. Why don't we just call it Gift Day? Gift Day?
No.
We
need to put the name of Christ into something. Why not let it be Christmas? I know the reason, Chip. But what I mean is, like, Christmas-themed movies, you can tell, like, when somebody's just want to cash into something. Like, cash into the idea. It's like, oh, little Bob saves the reindeers by...
It's kind of like Guardian. Making Antlers. They had a really good concept. But... The Legend of Guardians had a really great concept.
The 3D movie. Yes,
in the end, they have this little boy save the world with his little friends. But I just didn't like it. The ending was horrible.
Santa Claus was Russian.
I love that part.
How was he a little friend? He was a big friend.
Well, the thing is, they were all trapped, and it's a little boy and other kids and stuff like that that actually saved them in the end. And it was pointless, basically, to me. I loved it up till then.
Legend of Guardians? I thought you liked the main character.
That's probably why. I like Jack Frost. He was my favorite.
You can put the mic like this if you want.
Okay.
Okay, well, regardless, there are some really classics. You know, like the one where that kid puts his tongue in the eyes, the thing, that's all I remember. The pole, what was that
I used
called?
To watch it, Christmas that commercial.
Story? Was it a Christmas story?
And VHS's and everything.
Was it a Christmas tale? Something like that. I can't remember. Christmas Story is that book by Charles Dickens. Dickens.
Oh, it's talking about the Grinch. The Grinch is awesome.
The Grinch? Oh yes. My gosh, I love the Grinch. I even like the Jim Carrey one, you know.
Yeah, that one's great.
It's good. Regardless, There's crap there. What's a really bad Christmas movie you can think of?
Oh my goodness.
I think
I'm not very big fan of the Santa Claus.
With, you know, Tim Allen?
Yeah, I'm not.
How dare you, sir? How dare you?
I never loved
that movie.
I never liked it growing up. I'm sorry.
No.
There might be people who
No. I liked it. I mean, you enjoy it's I mean, it's not bad and it's not kind of bad. It's only okay. But I enjoy.
But you either love
watching it.
Watching it, or
I love watching
don't,
it.
Don't, and I don't.
But it's the Santa Claus.
I know, but
you don't go
like,
wrong
it's
with
really
that.
Really bad because, like, after first movie, then the second movie, and then there's that third movie.
Then you skip, yeah. But
I mean, how do you take a concept and then run it three times?
No, it's not the same. I remember the second one being about that he needs a Santa Claus wife. That's not a completely different story. First one was him getting accustomed to being Santa Claus. Second one was him needing Mrs. Claus.
And then the third one was about his brother Jack Frost or something like that, right? Or like some Jack Frost that was trying to.
You know,
to
I remember the billboard behind. I remember seeing the billboard
uh-huh.
in Newark for the movie, And I was like, I'm not watching that. Because I could always tell when there was a movie that came out that was just bad to begin with. That was a movie that was bad to begin with. First one, I wasn't old enough to... Because I wasn't aware of my existence. Second one, I don't think I was that aware of my existence. But I watched them and I like them now.
Talking about billboards.
But the third one.
I remember the Godzilla billboards.
Something rings a bell, but that movie came out, I think, 99, right?
Yeah, but I was so little then, oh my goodness.
The thing is, you gotta listen, I have a distinct image that it was just like buses, and it would say, like, he's alive or something, and then you wouldn't see Godzilla. You wouldn't know who Godzilla is until you saw the movie.
Like the bus.
Or internet,
the bus would be like...
99.
His tail is this long.
Yeah, and then to be like... his head is this long, is as big as a bus.
Yeah.
And then the billboards would say, this is his foot. You know, something like that. Yeah. And I was like, I was three.
I remember seeing
I think I was
billboards.
Three. I have a distinct image, but I can't remember. So anyways, that was our childhood, right, Kimberly?
There's a lot more to it, though.
We're your 90s, I'm more like 2000.
I mean, like, in the 2000s, I was in third and fourth grade, so I'm guessing it's kind of like 2000s for
then,
me, too.
Okay, well, then, technically, I'm like 2005 person. You're like a 2000
because
person.
Because what impacts you the most but, is, like, the 10 to, like, 13. Because
what impacted me were certain things that were, like... It's just that I watched a lot of 90s stuff. That's the problem. That's why it's hard to define me,
because
I watched
Cartoon
a lot
Network
of
did a lot of reruns. It was like that... Like it was that a lot of reruns. Like, that era... Where they didn't have shows, they were just rerunning.
I even saw Transformers that came out like way before when I was watching it. You remember the one with the three kids? I think that was the time of that generation.
Yeah, that was the one that we really liked.
That's the one I liked, and I'm like, I can't find that anywhere now. I could go on the internet and look it up, but right now, like on TV, it's not anywhere written on TV.
And it's not like it ever existed, kind of.
Yeah, I felt like it didn't even exist. Like I'm imagining it, but I know I remember they would have like these little Decepticons. Autobots, whatever they were called, and
and they would transform into a
Optimus
bigger one
Prime.
Or something.
Yeah, but regardless, we had an awesome childhood.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Anyways, I think that's a good ending place we can finish this. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this, please share it with your friends. Hit the sub button, and as always, keep gaming on. If you want to email us, you can do it at gamersandforum@gmail.com. You can check us up on iTunes, Gamers and Forum Podcast, and Podomatic. .com, Gamers Net Fun Podcast. Anyways, my name is Sergio.
I'm Kimberly.
And keep gaming on!